Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us from Forbes magazine, former sports writer, long time, one of the best ever here in San Diego, Mr. Barry Bloom joins us to talk about the Padres and other baseball topics. Barry, how are you today?
Hey, I'm great, guys. It's nice to be on. Before we get started, let me give my well wishes to the Mitrovich family with the death of George Mitrovich yesterday. He was quite a persona nationally in Washington as a politico and on the sports scene in San Diego, and a good friend for many years, and I'm just sorry to see him go.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Barry. Barry Bloom on the SDCCU fan hotline. On a brighter note, the Padres, well, not a whole lot brighter, unfortunately. The way they're playing right now, Barry, it's hard to see through everything that's happening right now and see all the success that everybody's imagining for this organization in the next couple of years, just because right now it seems like it's so far away. Do you think that the that we should still be as excited about the future as we have been all year with this Padre team, given what we've seen so far since the All-Star break?
I think personnel-wise, that Fowler and Preller, really have to stay the course here. They took a direction. They've changed direction multiple times in mid-course already, and every time you change course in the middle of what you're doing, it sets the franchise back even further. So now you're at the point where, you have some good personnel in certain spots. You need to add to it. You don't need to take away from it. And it's not at the point here where, the Padres have built their farm system. They don't need prospects. They're not one of those teams that can go out and trade a Kirby Yates and get a bunch of prospects to throw in the minor leagues. Unless you get, a huge piece like a starting pitcher that's going to help the team in the future, I can't see them making that deal. So I say they stay where they are. They see how much money they have when they go into the offseason, and they just start picking up, the parts that they need. I mean, really, you could see this coming a mile away when the season started because of their starting rotation. You can't go into a season. They had just gotten Machado. They had all the money last year in Hosmer. They spent money on Kinsler. And then they left themselves in a position where, you have no veteran starting pitching to open the season. And you're relying on guys, most of them haven't even pitched in AAA. They were all AA and single-A pitchers. And so now you have limits on them, pitch limits on them. Some of them have come back from injuries, like Paddock had Tommy John surgery not that long ago, so you want to put a cap on him. And so you kill the bullpen in the first month of the season with guys who are not going five or six innings in the rotation. So you need to add veteran pitching to the rotation, and I've been saying this all year, and you don't want to create any more holes in the places that you already have people. You want to, fill spots and stay the course. And I think that, there should be some excitement going forward just because, so many of the younger players like Tatis and now Urias and Familia, they've gotten a chance to put a whole season under their belt, much of it under pressure to perform. And there's no really replacing that.
So I we're hearing more and more that the Mets look like they're going to deal Noah Syndergaard. Do you think that's actually going to happen, or do you think they're going to really push to trade him, or do you think they're going to try and keep him?
Well, the Mets are in chaos at this point. why they would trade either DeGrom or Syndergaard? Again, it's like what pieces are you looking for, and what do you think you're going to get out there for Syndergaard? You know, and the Mets are in a situation where, you know, they don't have the parts in their farm system. And I think somebody wrote in the New York Times that, you know, they should follow the Padre model and rebuild accordingly. And my reaction was, oh, really? I mean, you know, the team's 82 games under 500 in the Andy Green era. You know, since A.J. Preller took over the team, they're over 100 games under 500. It's not like this is the model of success to build around. But I think the Mets always talk about trading somebody. And, you know, now, you know, Syndergaard is the piece. And who knows whether they're really talking about it, or it's just, you know, the media in New York looking for something to write in a dismal season. You know, we'll see what happens. I mean, I think the next week is going to be very interesting because, you know, this trade deadline is it. And so you have to make a decision whether or not you're a team that has a chance still to make the playoffs. If you're on a roll like the Giants are right now, is that going to continue in August and September? So you decide to hold on to Bumgarner and Will Smith and push your rebuilding program back a while? I mean, there's no way of knowing because you don't know what the injuries are going to be. You don't know what's going to happen with a team. Any team could fall off the cliff. So I think it's real interesting, and I think nothing's going to happen. It's going to be an avalanche of trades in the last 12 hours.
It's going to have to be because there's so many teams that are not quite sure which way to go. Barry Bloom is with us from Forbes magazine, former great sports writer here in San Diego. Still a great sports writer, but just formerly here in San Diego. Barry, I'll use Luis Urias as an example, but I think in what is the best way to handle young guys that come up and struggle? You know, guys that have done everything they can possibly do at AAA, which Urias has, come up to the big leagues. Unfortunately, just as it's his third crack right now. It's a little early in this sequence, but how is the best way to handle guys like this? I mean, some people think that they ought to start thinking about trading him now and see if they can get something for him. I mean, what is the best way to go with a guy that's struggling and there's nowhere else you can really go with him?
Well, again, nobody has a crystal ball. It doesn't matter. You can use analytics. You can use eyeballs. You can use whatever, psychological testing, biometrics. Nobody has a way of figuring this out. So if you go back to Rizzo for Andrew Kashner, after Rizzo wiped up the PCL, and every time he came to Petco, he hit under 200. And then they gave up on him, and Jed Hoyer went from San Diego along with Theo to Chicago. And the first thing they did was, you know, they went after Rizzo because, you know, Theo knew him from when he was drafted in Boston, and Hoyer had him here or in San Diego. So, I mean, and it was maybe one of, in a long list of disastrous Padre trades, that may be one of the worst in Padre history. Because especially if you knew or had any inkling that you were going to bring in the dimensions of the outfield and right field, why would you trade a left-handed bat like Rizzo? I mean, Rizzo's biggest problem was he was trying to reach those right field stands, which were in its original configuration, and he was struggling because of it. So, yeah, I don't know. The only thing to me that I look at Urias and I look at, this is a small guy, and basically in an era where most middle infielders are big people now, it's a long time since little guys made it. But then you have the example of Altuve, who's a little guy who developed and became a great player. And so the point is, right now, if the team's not going anywhere, just let him play out the rest of the season. He hasn't had a long period of time where he's played.
Right.
You know, last year they brought him up in September. And what was he? Popped a groin or a hammy, and he was out for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Then this year they brought him up, and he didn't perform. They sent him back to the minor leagues to make some adjustments. So you're here now. If the team's not going anywhere this year, what's the point in getting rid of him right now? Just let him develop and see what happens. You can make those decisions in the offseason.
I like the way you think, Barry. Hopefully we're talking about much, much more success this time next year. But I think the expectations kind of got the best of us a little bit in this season. And now, as you said, you could see it from a mile away. Well, it's kind of happened. So we'll see where the Padres go here over the next week and a half. Always great talking with you. My former broadcast partner on Aztec Baseball, Barry Bloom.
Yeah, that's right, for at least an extra inning stint.
A 16-inning night, yes. We were together for a... He joined me for a whole 16-inning game one time, Barry did. He was awesome.
Yeah, that was because Ben bailed to go do his TV show.
Ben had to go do work, and so Barry jumped in. It was awesome.
Well, that'll bond you, right?
We did. We bonded forever since then.
Well, we bonded, you know, back in the day when Chris was at the LA Times and I was at the Tribune.
I know. Long,
it's been a long
time.
It's been a long time.
And Barry's gone on to greatness, and here I am.
Hey, yeah, Barry. Well, it's, as I say, that and my Metro card gets me on the subway in New York.
That's right. Appreciate it. Barry, thanks for the time, as always. Look forward to seeing you out at the ballpark.
Okay, you too, Chris. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.